be arrested on Tuesday.
I think this is one of the worst uses of the justice system we've ever seen. This kind of two-tier prosecution, this gotcha mentality with the criminal justice system is flat out wrong. And Maria, let me also say this. There has been, in the past, uses of the criminal justice system in America that have been wrong. It's been about targeting. It's been wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just going after your political adversary and President Trump isn't going to make you some pillar of virtue. It's going to descend all of America into further chaos. Not what we need at all. What Alvin Bragg is doing is wrong. He shouldn't be going after Donald Trump. Period.
All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I would say that what you just heard there, it set the internet ablaze on Saturday. So President Trump made an announcement via Truth Social. I'm going to read it to you just in case you are not on any social media apps, which I wouldn't honestly be too upset with you because social media really is the devil. But in case you are not on there and you did not see it for yourself, in a truth that he truthed out on Saturday early in the day, now illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in the violent crimes and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicates that with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take back our nation. Everything is in capital letters. Apparently, he wanted to get that across very clearly. In response to President Trump's truth, the district attorney, Alan Braggs, who is definitely bought and paid for by George Soros, responded and sent an email out to all of his colleagues saying, "Dear colleagues, I'm sure you have seen the ongoing press attention and public comments surrounding an ongoing investigation by this office. Please know that your safety is our top priority. We have full confidence in our outstanding security staff and investigators, along with our great OCA and NYPD colleagues, and will continue to coordinate with all of them. We do not tolerate attempts to intimidate our office or threaten the rule of law in New York. Our law enforcement partners will ensure that any specific or credible threats against the office will be fully investigated and that the proper safeguards are in place so that all 1,600 of us have a secure work environment. The office is full of the finest public servants in the county. I'm committed to maintaining a safe work environment where everyone is able to continue to serve the public with the same diligence and professionalism that makes this institution so renowned. In the meantime, as with all of our investigations, we will continue to apply the law evenly and fairly and speak publicly only when appropriate. If you have any questions, concerns, please contact your supervisor and we will work to answer them as quickly and as thoroughly as possible. Thank you, Alvin Briggs." Now, that email did come out a little while after it all happened initially. The statement that came out was that at that time they were neither going to confirm or deny the possibility that tomorrow Donald Trump will be arrested, which Donald Trump's lawyer said there will be no standoff. There's not going to be any tomfoolery if they're coming to arrest him, and he knows that they're coming to get him. He will surrender himself peacefully, and it will be a great opportunity for them to continue this witch hunt that they've been on for the past 7 years so they can get photo ops of Donald Trump in handcuffs, which for the left is going to erupt saying that we knew it. There it is. He's in handcuffs. We finally got him. Nonsense. This truly is political persecution at the highest level. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent. You can be whatever you want to be. Don't ever be so narrow-minded to believe that it can only happen to one side of the aisle. Whatever they do to President Trump, they can do not only to any other politician from the other side, but they can also do to any American citizen, period. And I'm not attaching a political side to that. Well, if you are an American citizen, if they can get away with this, persecuting a political rival over nonsense, they can get away with this. You're no longer free. I mean, America's changing. Freedom's hanging on by a thread. We've already lost so much of it. Just they're trying to take away the last little bit that we do have. And if you think that this just somehow is a great moment just because you're so aggravated with Donald Trump and for you this is a win, you're literally cheering on your own demise, because after they're done with him, believe me, all gloves are off and you will be next. What is this all about? I can't believe that we're going back to Stormy Daniels. Real short and sweet. Stormy Daniels, lawyer pays Stormy Daniels, hush money that supposedly her and Donald Trump had an affair at some point. Donald Trump finds out lawyer paid her. Donald Trump pays lawyer. Question is, what did he use as the funds to pay him? Was it out of his personal bank account? They're saying he used campaign funds. They're saying it's illegal how he paid him back for that. That is what this is all about. In a sane world, this is, first of all, never brought up. They're not even going to bother with it, because what can truly come of it other than some good PR for their side? Because Bragg's, obviously, he wants to look good. He wants to see Donald Trump in handcuffs, and he wants his name attached to it, like, look, I got him. That's it. Because this should be something that should be talked about between his lawyer and the DA's office. They work it all out, get all the documentation. They will see that there is no crime and it's no big deal. And they would say, all right, yeah, we're all done. We just wanted to check and verify and make sure. And the public would be none the wiser, because they don't need to know about it. But since we're not living in an insane world, we're living in an insane world, in a clown world, we're putting on the theatrics now. Now we're just going to make it look good for everybody. We're going to make all the extreme leftists, that 20% that hate Donald Trump and they just want nothing more than to see him in handcuffs, they're going to possibly, because there's no guarantee that they're going to arrest him Tuesday, although he says from a leak they are, they'll get the opportunity to finally have photographs of Donald Trump being put into the back of a police car in handcuffs, because that's all they want. That is their main focus, just to obtain that, to say we won. They don't care about the future of this country. They don't care about the true ramifications of what's about to happen here. They don't care at all that this will spill over to us, the people. They are just so blinded by hate that this is their moment. They are looking forward to this. Let's just go over in the end of this. We're just going to run through some quick undeniable facts. This is a witch hunt. Radical left Democrats want nothing more than to stop this man from becoming president again in 2024. So they will do anything that is possible. This is an unprecedented move. It's never been done before to a former president, period. Okay. This isn't a prosecution. It's persecution. They are not prosecuting him. They are persecuting him. They've been doing so for the past 7 years. The New York DA's office for the past 3 years has been after Trump for everything under the sun. They have gone through everything, requested every document. They actually obtained many documents, even though he fought it in court. They have gone through everything, and this is the best that they could get. There's nothing more that they could possibly get out of this. Braggs is a radical, and he is partisan. And he received $1 million from George Soros, or a donation from George Soros in his run for the district attorney's office. Okay, Bragg's donated to radical left senator Raphael Warnock. Bragg's is more concerned with going after Donald Trump, like I said, just to get a photo op opportunity, than he is about taking care of real crime in New York City. Overall, since he has become DA, crime has rose by a whopping 22%, robbery, burglary, and grand larceny. He is a soft-on-crime radical zealot for the radical globalist left, Soros-backed, and hates Trump because Trump represents freedom. Trump represents what America is supposed to be, the opportunity. Land of the free, home of the brave. They seem to have missed that in history class somewhere. To go after a former president, this has never been done before. This is the first time ever, and it is really setting a terrible precedent for the future. I mean, it's going to spill over, as I said. Legal scholars from both sides agree almost universally that the payments and the nature of this are not in violation of federal campaign laws. So you're having not only the right side, but the left side, and people who are just on different side of the aisle say that there should be no issue here with how the payment was made. In the end of this, Just as they went after Trump for the last 6 years, Russia, 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 that's all we've heard. Russia, Russia, Russia. And then as that has unfolded, which I honestly, I never believed it from day one. I'm one of probably half the people that were maybe a little leery. And then the other half of us were like, I just don't believe it. I was one of those people. And as that unfolded, everything that he was being accused of fell back in the Clintons' laps. It was all the left playing their same old games. They are the ones committing the crime, and then they're going to point your hand at you and blame you for doing the very same crime that they did. They just somehow try to remove their name and attach your name to it. Enough is enough with the persecution of this man. Enough is enough. They are scared of him. This all goes back to them being afraid of him because the 4 years when Obama, before Trump became president, he kept asking, what's Trump going to do about the economy? The economy's depressed. So he's got a magic wand. He's going to wave over it and poof, everything's going to come back. Well, I guess he did. I guess he must have had it in his back pocket. You just didn't see it. I guess he came out there and waved a wand because the 4 years under President Trump, which the first year and a half, his own party was fighting against him. And the last year was all about COVID. So really, in a short 2 years, the man turned the whole country around. In 2 years, gas prices at the lowest level we had seen in probably 10 years. Stock market's going through the roof. So all the people that are about to retire and people that are trying to build a retirement were doing so good with their finances that they should be able to retire and retire in a nice way. Peace around the entire world. Borders secure. Less drugs coming in. He's attacking human smuggling and sex trafficking. The man did an amazing job. Now, I'm not telling you that I agree with everything that he has done in his personal life, but I don't vote for somebody based upon their personal life. I'm voting for you based upon your policies. And his policies rocked. And there's no denying it. You can't say that we are in a better America today than we were under President Trump. Regardless, take his personality out of it and you have no argument for me. We were 1,000 times better under his presidency than we are under the current presidency. Stock market's crashing. Banks are folding up. Our borders being overrun. War, if it's not already happening in other countries, is threatening to break out all over the globe. People are stealing freedoms. Inflation is still hanging on to a 40-year high. Gas prices are double from when Donald Trump left. Life is harder and more insecure under this president than it was under Donald Trump. And everybody that voted for him because he was supposed to be the nice guy. Oh, Joe Biden, he's a nice guy. He's the great uniter. He's going to bring us all together as he consistently calls out the other side and calls us extremists and takes shots at us all the time. Mr. Nice Guy. Didn't seem like he was doing any different than Trump. Trump called out the other side too. Biden's doing the same thing he did. So you didn't win on personality. Yeah, I mean, the amount of baggage that President Trump has, taking showers with his daughter and in her teenage years, or going into her teenage years. Oh, let me puke now. Ugh! Disgusting. All the videos of this guy sniffing everybody, sniffing hair, pinching little girls' chests. Oh, he's so much. Oh, he's such a nice. He's a nasty old man. He's got a nasty personality. He's a mean, nasty globalist who has lost his mind. They parade him out there, Weekend at Bernie style, just to make a few little speeches, praying to God that he could stay on point with the teleprompter and that he doesn't stray off and give you some crazy random thought that everybody's like, what the hell is this guy talking about? And in the meantime, whoever's pulling the strings in the background, they're crashing this country on purpose. They want a one world global economy. They want, the globalists want complete control of the sphere that we live in. They want everything. So being under the pressure that we're under and seeing how just lovely everything is right now, you cannot tell me if you voted for Joe Biden, his personality, I guess you missed out. I guess you messed up there because not much better. Whose policies were better for you at the end of the day? Put the person aside. Donald Trump. That's why they're so scared of him, because he will come back in here and he'll be even more vicious than he was the first time, because now he is seasoned and experienced. He knows who to trust. And guess what? He doesn't need to get reelected. So all gloves are off. He can just push the American First agenda or shove it right down their throat and bring this country back, straighten the ship out. And then we just need a strong leader with the same mentality of keeping the ship straight to come in behind and do 8 years behind him. And we will get back to a point where we are on middle ground and we can continue this fight. Because right now we are too far to one side. The pendulum has swung too far. It is starting to correct itself and come back. People are starting to wake up. People are starting to figure things out. But we need strong leadership to get us headed in the straight and narrow so that way the country survives. Joe Biden is not the way. This radical left is not the way. If you want to continue to our demise, that's what you vote for the next round. If you would like to look at your kids' eyes and look in their face and you'd like to know that they're going to have the same freedoms that you had as a child, then do not vote for the left, because any radical person that they put up there, even though they're threatening to put Joe Biden back, I can't see it, but even though they're threatening to put him back in there, if you go that direction, they will not have the same lifestyle that you had. They will not be afforded that life. They are only going to know a life of bondage. That is the direction we are headed into. More than likely, the only thing that's going to happen with Donald Trump is, besides their little photo op, nothing will happen in the DA's office. They'll get what they wanted out of it and just some bad PR, some bad press for Donald Trump. But on the other hand of that, people will see this was a scam, it was a sham, and his numbers will bounce up. Because every time they've done something to him like this, he's only gained more support. But they're so stupid, and that's how Democrats usually are. They're so stupid, and believe me, if you're a Democrat, I'm not talking about you. I always got to make that very clear. When I'm aggravated and I'm talking about Democrats, I'm talking about the people that are running the country. Because I know not every Democrat walking around is a bad person. So the ones that are running the country are so stupid that when they do something bad, instead of correcting it, they always double and triple down on it. So as they have done in the past, they're double and tripling down on Trump, and it's probably going to blow up in their face, as it always does. All right, moving on. Joe Biden is preparing to announce his decision on whether or not he intends to campaign for the presidency again, which but it comes at a time when he's facing fiery backlash from his own party. How's he going to run this one? From the basement again? I mean, there's no COVID around, so we're going to truly see how much support he has. A little part of me wants him to run again, because I would like to see, before he used COVID as an excuse why only 12 people showed up to his rally, I'd like to see how many people are rallying for him this time around. And I'd like to see how the media says, well, Donald Trump's rally has about 25 to 30,000 people and Joe Biden has about 200. And then try to pull off at the end, it looks like Donald Trump won, because that ain't going to fly again. The White House aides tell us that Biden is likely to announce a final decision on 2024 re-election in the coming weeks. And as he gears up for likely re-election, he appears to be shimmying back to the ideological middle, an easy move when there's really no primary challenge. I mean, if you look around, who's really going to challenge him? It can't be heels in the air Harris. I mean, there's no way. She got less of the black vote than Joe Biden did. So that's like the death kiss. There's no point there. Although, if you go by the ideology of the left, because she is a black woman, she should be their first choice, especially since she was VP. So if Joe Biden decides not to run, I'm going to find it really hard that they don't put her in his spot to try to run and win the presidency. I would find it very hard, because they'd have to do a whole lot of explaining why they didn't choose her, when that's what they all believe and that's what they all are looking for. So we'll see how that plays out. There were some highlighted issues. Politico put out an article, some highlighted issues as far as crime. How he's coming more back to the center than being to the radical right. Crime. Biden announced that he would not stop a Republican-backed bill to override changes that the D.C. Council made that overhauled the city's criminal code, lessening maximum penalties for offenses. In oil, Biden did approve the ConocoPhillips massive new Willow project to drill for oil on federal land in Alaska, and immigration, Biden is reportedly considering whether to readopt Trump's policy of detaining migrant families at the southern border amid concerns that lifting Title 42 in May will lead to a rush of migrants at the border. Okay, so when I read this, is he really moving more back to the center, or is he being forced back to the center? Because if you look at the three specifics that they picked out, crime is a major issue with every American. If you're living in a city and you feel that the city's not safe because of these new radical policies that the left is adopting, that's going to look bad for him for re-election in 2024. The fact that oil price or gas prices continue to rise, heating and warming costs continue to rise because we are no longer energy independent, we are depending on other countries. People are not happy that he's not drilling. You may have that small 20% of people that are pleased with him because they're climate zealots, but in general, most Americans are getting annoyed because they're paying so much more for gas and heating costs. So Biden saying that he's energy independent and allowing them to do some additional drilling looks better for him again in 2024. Otherwise, people will see as our strategic oil reserve runs out and they stop using it, gas prices are going to go through the roof, and that'll probably be right in line and in time with campaigning season, which is not going to bode well for the moron, because he ain't getting called the P word. And then immigration. I mean, everybody knows the southern border is a mess. There is more support now in the United States, if you look at any poll, that Americans want to stop and pause immigration to get a handle on what's here. The last poll that I saw was 62% of Americans want immigration to slow down or stop altogether until we get a handle on everything. So him deciding to possibly reenact Donald Trump's policy will help him again for 2024. Because once that's lifted, it's no holds barred. The border is going to get, it's just going to get flooded. It is going to be an invasion on all accounts. We do not have the personnel down there to slow it down and stop it. You're going to have thousands upon thousands of illegals pouring into the country daily, which will mean that we're going to have millions and millions of illegals here before 2024. So I don't know if it's truly that he's moving back center or he's just trying to save face because he knows what's coming. On these issues, on the other hand, he is starting to take fire from a lot of the progressives on the left. On the issue pertaining to D.C., AOC, my favorite idiot, said if the president supports D.C. statehood, he should govern like it. It's amazing when they all attack each other. When it comes to Bernie Sanders says the devil is in the details and we will see what happens. But has he made decisions that progressives disagree with? Absolutely. We will see what comes up in the next year. And then Judy Chu commended the idea. We are deeply concerned by the reports that the Biden administration is considering reinstating family detention in an attempt to deter migration. We agree with Secretary Mayorkas when he said a detention center is not where a family belongs. We should not return to the failed policies of the past. There is no safe or humane way to detain families and children, and such detention does not serve as a deterrent to migration. We strongly urge the administration to reject this wrong-headed approach, and she ain't happy. So, I don't think that Biden's party is very unified. If Biden truly is drifting back to the center, it's for good reason. If you see constant polls, whatever one you want to follow, and I know that polls are only as good as the sampling, and sampling must be pretty bad as of late because poll numbers have not been as good as they were in the past, and they've never been stellar, but you could at least use them as a rough guideline to what's happening. Even more, they're so far off, a lot of them you just throw out because there's no point in even looking at them, but if you look at all the polls that are going on in the country, people are not taking to this leftist, this crazy ultra-left ideology in the country. You're having so many bigger named, if they weren't already leftists, maybe they were centered left-leaning, taking a stance against the administration because of this push into this totalitarian state, this globalist state that they're trying to push us into, this stealing of our freedom that they know it's failing. So they may be forced to come back to the center. They thought that they were going in the right direction and that more of America was accepting this and more of America was willing to do the socialist try again, which I just can't understand. How many times do you guys want to try something? And I'm not talking to you, but I'm just over in general. How many times do we need to try something that we have seen fail every single time in the past? And just we have these group of people, this new generation that always believes, oh, no, we can do it better. We could take their idea and we could put our own little spin on it, and this time it'll work. It's failed for 200 years plus, but this time now it's going to work magically. How many times do we get go down this path? But apparently, most of America is rejecting it right now. So, again, is he truly coming back center, or is he being forced back to the center because it's not a winning strategy for them in 2024? Now, he may give you the appearance that he's going to govern more as a centered person, and that's what he's going to sell to you for 2024, but he was kind of selling you that in 2020, and look at how extreme everything has gotten. So chances are, no matter what he's trying to sell you while he's campaigning around, he's lying to you. And he's going to govern the same way that it's been governed for the last 4 years by the time you get there. We got a big decision coming up in 2024. And you know, they always say every election is the most important election in our lifetime. Unfortunately, at this moment, going forward, every election kind of is the most important. It's just as important as the last one, and it's going to be just as important as the next one. Because look at what we're fighting. They're trying to change society so radically and force it down the throats of people in the United States that it's disturbing. So we can't allow it. We have to fight against it. You know, they hate everything that we stand for. They hate the fact that you're a conservative. They hate the fact that you're a Republican. They hate the fact that you are not in line with what they want you to do. You know, Jesus Christ said that they hated him, so they're going to hate you. And that's not verbatim, but that's more or less what he said, that the world hated him and they're going to hate you for following him. They attack people of Christian faith more than any other faith. Christian and Jews are attacked more than any other faith. They hate us. They hate you because you're conservative and you have conservative values. The fact that you want a mother and father in the household, and the fact that you think the family unit is so important, and it's important to go to church on Sundays, and it's important to spend time together. They hate the fact that you just won't bend over and agree that drag shows for children are okay and that drag story hour is okay. It's okay to do drag story hour, but if Kirk Cameron goes out and he does story hour for people, they'll cancel it because, God forbid, you have somebody there with some wholesome values that's reading wholesome books to children. No, you have to have a guy dressed up as a girl, scantily reading books to children to do what? How does that benefit them in their life? It doesn't. But they hate you for saying that. They hate me for saying that. So going forward, understanding that you are hated. Every election going forward, we have to continue to fight like it is the last election, because every time we have not gained as many seats that we had hoped to have gained, that we have lost the presidency, look at the progress they make in radicalizing this country. So stay informed, stay vigilant, do your part, and unfortunately, because it's always so played out, and I hate saying it myself, that this next election is the most important in your lifetime, but honestly, you have to gain the mentality that every election going forward is that important, that you have to get out there, you have to rally the troops, and we have to change the direction of this country to bring some sanity back and continue this experiment that has lasted for 250 years, freest place in the world, the greatest country on this planet. We have to save it, and we save it through the ballot box. So pay attention, stay informed. We got a little while to go yet. Campaigning season, although it has started in some places, especially on the Republican side, Donald Trump was just ready to dive right in because he did not like what happened in 2020. So he wants round two. He's ready for round two. But like I said, get ready, pay attention. You know what you got to do. And that's it. All right, if you like what you're hearing, please rate and view me. It's always great help. If you'd like to reach out to me, littlejoecc.com. Go to the contact section. I always respond. Beyond that, I hope you have a beautiful Monday, and we will see what happens tomorrow with President Trump.